It's like usually it's you talk about dating and banging and whoring around and shit. Now we're like,
we could talk about that.
I do like being choked when I'm fucked.
Really?
But you gotta know how to do it.
Yeah.
No digging your fingers into
Yeah, and you
my
can't
mouth.
Do it like right away.
You have to have a handful of hair with one hand.
Yeah.
And just wrap it. No.
You can't just
wrap it. It's a headboard.
You can't just Darth Vader it like right off the bat.
No.
But also, there's a place on the throat that you can grab, because then it gets to a point. Yeah. Like I've been times where me and Jason are like really drunk, and I'm like, no, I actually can't breathe. You need to take your hand. Like
yeah,
I actually can't fucking breathe.
Safe word.
Yeah. Like,
Eric Garner.
Literally, when you're like really drunk and you're like, no, I don't like this. No. You need to stop right now.
Yeah.
But like,
Eric Garner.
But that's the thing, though. And I feel like
a man who knows how to choke well.
Oh yeah, but like,
he's a former convicted felon.
But you get this crazy bitches, like, you'll meet a girl at a bar, the crazy ones, and you're like, all right, and let's go to the bathroom and fuck. I'm like, all right, let's go.
No, why?
And then the one girl, when she goes, I want you to choke me. I'm like, I mean, all right.
Did you ever see that movie, The Secret Life of David Gale, where she, like, oh my God, it's, like, super old, but it's on HBO Go.
And by super old, she means, like, 85.
Probably
96.
No, it was in the 90s, but
oh, shit.
Well, it's not current, is what I'm saying. But anyway, I think Kevin Spacey, irrelevant. But basically, this girl, like, he gets set up for a rape and something else. Like, I don't know if there was a murder, but basically the girl, like, wants him to get super physical with her, so he does. And then she turns around and she's like, oh, I have a handprint on my ass from a bruise, and I was choked here, and I have fingerprints here. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, that's why you guys, like,
that shit does happen.
And that shit does happen.
There was a girl that I dated during the summer that tried to get me to do that, because I thought she meant choking at first, but then she I know, I'm trying to keep stuff anonymous here, and you're not doing a very good job. No, but, like, she wanted me to go further. Like, that wasn't enough, and I was just like, I'm not going to go any further, because, like, we just started dating. This isn't anything I'm comfortable with.
Which is the perfect reason why you need to videotape fucking.
Do it anyway, you know?
I mean, without permission.
Well, I mean, yeah. Without
Can
written,
you just
without...
look at the teddy bear and say that you're doing this
I'm here of my own volition. This is not a kidnapping.
Well, the thing is,
I can't
air them because I'll always have baseball games in the background. You can't get written or consent from
Major League Baseball.
So I can't like let people...
Wait, hold on. Here comes...
I'm worried about the MLB.
Strasburg's going for a complete game shutout, honey. Hold on, wait.
That's why I can never show them to my friends, because then I would get in trouble. I know one of them,
Wait, that's the game Bryce Harper had a 3-run bomb tonight.
But also, though, this is a question. Even on the thing of the consent, but you were saying, like, are you sober and this and that? Like, I think that's the new question, too, is about, like, the, like, who's consent?
Is this your car? That's another
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's one of those new blurred lines of, like, a girl, like, there's this new, like, I don't mean to be, like, the cry rape thing, but somebody, like, people get drunk and they fuck people. Like, welcome to what I did in college. Like, you know.
Welcome
or
to
last
that's
night.
That's like, right. Half of America's
Welcome
born.
To 75% of my sexual experience.
Right. So now there's this new thing of, like, a girl is, like, drunk and, like, not happy with who she woke up next to. It's like, that was rape. Like,
yeah.
I don't think that's rape.
We got it. Especially guys.
And this goes back to the point of really belittling and, like crying wolf on some of this stuff where, you know, there's legitimate rape and date rape that happens, and it's not, oh, I feel ashamed the next morning, and so I feel like the person took advantage of me.
I felt that way a few times after being in one night, and I was like obviously like fully conscious. It is just because like I didn't really like the person. It was purely because I was horny. It goes back to the Louis C.K. bit where he's like once you come, it literally is like you go from like the Hulk back to Bruce Banner.
Oh,
like you just are just like, oh shit, like this is bad, you know.
But I think too, it's like one of those things where like if two people are out drinking, judgment's obviously impaired on both ends, but like, it doesn't mean that the guy was the rapist. Like, if a guy takes a girl out and is completely sober and he gets her trashed, that's sketchy. But if two people are drinking, like, you weren't date raped. You just fucked when you were drunk.
Yeah,
like,
and plus, like, I mean, I've seen...
But that's rape and feminism, right?
But
no, literally. No, I read that one.
I really think it is definitely whenever, like, the girl is, like, barely conscious, which I've seen news stories about it. Like, girls, like, barely conscious, you know, either they drugged her or the guy was, like, super drunk. Yeah, that's rape and not consent. But, like, someone's... Like, oh, I'm a little drunk, I'm a little tipsy. Yeah, no, that's just you and your judgment's impaired.
I've had times where it's like, girls, we like you said, we've gone out, we've gone drinking, and she's just knocking, like, shots back. I mean, I'm bigger, I've got a better tolerance.
Was it me?
I mean, you kind of look sort of familiar.
But then, put yourself into that situation.
But no, it's like, and then she'd be like, I want to fuck. I'm like, I can because you're too. Yeah, right. Can we meet halfway? It's like I don't want. It's like I don't want to put myself in a precarious position. I'm like, okay, she's gone.
Right.
I'm not.
Everyone.
Yeah, exactly. That's step two. I'm afraid of too getting puked in my dick.
Oops.
Boy, that acid burns. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's gross. But yeah, I've had to turn a few away. I'm like, I can't do this because you're too gone, and I don't know what you're gonna fucking say. So I'm gonna go home, and you can give me your number, and we'll try this again 3 days.
Or you can cut it.
I remember reading some story. I don't know if it was on like Jezebel or XO Jane or one of those fucking things. But like, some girl was talking about how she was raped because like she called this rape. She said she had sex with a guy. They were sober or whatever. Went to sleep, and she woke up in the middle of the night with, like, him, like, trying to fuck again. And she said, because she wasn't, like, fully conscious. I'm like, dude,
that's the best sex!
He woke up with a boner. I'm sorry, dude, how do you think I get woken up every morning?
That's
not rape. It's just, like, you can say no.
I have to call it the old BJ alarm clock. That's my favorite.
You know, if you smack that dick, it won't be able to rape
I've literally been woken up with, like, a dick tapped on my forehead. Of like, okay, it's
dude,
like,
you know what I did?
Was that like a hazing thing?
No, it was just like a Thursday thing.
Right.
Yeah. You know how, like, guys sit there and they're like, oh, wouldn't it be awesome to wake up to a BJ? Wait, listen. So, I was dating this guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Me.
Okay. Yeah.
I was dating this guy, and yeah, like Morning Wood, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, mahaha. I thought that he had like at least woken up enough to like realize a little bit like what was going on, mm-hmm. and he was kind of like moaning. Like I thought he was aware, and he wasn't. He was dead asleep. And then all of a sudden, he woke up completely with just, like, a mouth around his dick. And he smacked me and freaked the fuck out.
That's hilarious.
And I was like,
he must be gay.
Well, that didn't go the way I expected. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Like, he was really apologetic. He was like, I didn't know.
I was dreaming that was my mother for a second. Mom, get away!
Brought me back to Boy Scouts.
Florence!
Never again.
Henderson.
No, that, you know, that's funny though, but like, I think that's part of the thing. Of, like, if you
I felt like a rapist.
But if you consensually have sex with somebody and then they try to have sex with you again, that's not rape. That's
it's a
just them waking. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
them
you're
trying
not being
to start a relationship,
right,
which is
it
rape.
Is. You're emotionally raping my time, you're raping my money, you're raping.
Because that's true. That's true. That's beyond Jen Welsh thing.
Do you understand how alone we're going to be 20 years from now? Because we just can't say anything to each other. We can't
You
do
miss your
anything.
Son's birthday party. Well, there's a laughing Buddha, my sweetheart.
Can I tell you, with all sincerity, I read these newspaper stories. Newspaper. What am I, fucking 70? I read these stories.
Jason reads the newspaper.
I do too. I
was watching
today.
My
it's
stories today.
He's still literate.
I know. You all right? And I'm reading stories, but
the kids, they get so loud.
These fucking, like, college kids and their pussy-ass safe havens. I'm like, this is every day I read a story like this is another day I'm like, well, guess who's going to send his daughter to online fucking college? Hello, University of Phoenix. Will you accept my daughter? Like, I can't knowingly give tens of thousands of dollars a year to my fucking, to a school who's going to have my daughter try and use, like, these pronouns that are so gender neutral. Like, no, fuck you. Like, shit like that, or we need a safe space, or we can't read a book because it talks about American Indians getting killed or raped or whatever the fuck. I'm like, I just can't
have
it. Yeah,
especially when they try to, like, neuter the whole. I mean, it's the same thing that happens every year, like Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn.
Right.
And then the fact that Mark Twain wasn't like, man, wasn't it great whenever we had slaves and could use the N-word freely? No, it wasn't like that at all. Like,
the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days when we were all around. but no, it's like commenting about racism, but they want to like change it into like N-word Jim being like just Jim, and then like he wasn't a slave, he was just he was just working part time.
They're also
that's
now
part of the reason like that book
it's
in particular. You should read those words and have that visceral reaction because that is what is going to make you go, I'm not using that word.
Yeah, we're not going to
It was indicative of the time. Like, Princeton University, the chancellor years ago was Woodrow Wilson, of course, not really one of the best presidents and had some feelings about racism. All right, but they're trying to, like you
so
said,
you
whitewash.
70? Is that what you're saying?
What's that?
You are 70?
Yeah. Right. They're trying to.
I was watching 60 Minutes the other night.
I had a joke about A.D. Rooney I'd love to do, but hold on. But they're trying to erase Woodrow Wilson from the annals of Princeton University because he was not a contemporary thinker in 19 fucking 15
Yeah, you know who else wasn't? Everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like if you start
Teddy Roosevelt hated fucking American Indians. These were the greatest presidents.
Contemporary.
But that's the thing. My thing is that like you can't. The world is not a safe space. So if you start creating, you're indoctrinating these beliefs. And like my thing is that everybody's entitled to an opinion. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't have to hear someone else's. So if you
that's
start
the internet
teaching,
for you.
No, also, but it's true. If you start teaching this thing, and that's my thing about like the whole celebrated mediocrity and stuff like that. And I'm sorry, but even with the whole fucking like shaming movement, and this is that like I call it like the BuzzFeed culture. Like, have you ever clicked on BuzzFeed?
No.
They're like, this fat girl totally owned her body shamers because she
and now she has diabetes.
Yeah, no, but
now,
first of all,
now she's getting her foot cut.
But my thing is that you can't have like the Love Your Body campaign and be fat shamed.
Because it's not just that, it's dangerous to, like, quote, love your body. Because, I mean, you know, like, heart disease, diabetes, what we just said. I mean, there's so many things that go on with it. We're not saying be super skinny and throw up after every meal. We're saying,
I am.
Yeah.
That's what I did in college, and I made a great top girl. I'm just saying.
But that's what
I'm just kidding. On my college cheerleading team, we had a joke that was like, if you don't throw up, you don't go up.
Oh, that is good. But, I mean.
Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. Go fight, man.
It's rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. But the thing is that, like, we've gone beyond these movements. Like, everything is too, like, there's no one wants criticism anymore. It's gone beyond. But it's gone beyond haters. It's gone. It's criticism.
From history. You know, it's like, okay, so what's next? Like, we're going to say, like, the Holocaust, let's not really talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, when you don't talk about these things, you can't teach about
them. And then there's going to be another rise of it because then people aren't exposed to that. But here's what I hate is that people, like, it once was like people using the word haters, like, oh, they're just a hater. But now if anyone
Those people don't even have a GED. They use the word haters frequently. That's
yeah,
my point.
But now it's gone beyond to where it's criticism. Like, people saying, like, oh, they're loving their body. No, they're, like, killing themselves. They're killing themselves by, like, eating a lot and not getting exercise and not being healthy. And we're not, like I said, we're not asking you to have abs or you know, go work out for 5 hours a day. We're just asking you to just get up off your ass and stop buying Twinkies.
But that's what I'm saying. We have this celebrated mediocrity where it's like, oh, our society will pick the most mundane thing, the most mediocre person, and like watch them totally like own at. Like,
they just shunned this guy who's
the, like, there was this thing, and that's what I'm saying, even with, like, the whole, I think any of the shaming movements, like, the fat shaming, the slut shaming, like, it's only shaming if you want to internalize it and you really want to feel bad about it. Because, like, here's
exactly
my thing,
right.
Like,
you feel
the shame of it. Because if you're really, like, I can have somebody say to me, like, I'll fucking, like, I mean, if somebody comes up to me and is like, hey, Alex, like, you gained some weight since college, I'm like, yeah, because I started digesting my food.
And I got a fat ass that my boyfriend loves. Talk to me.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's like, but yeah.
That's exactly what Mercer says, too.
Yeah.
In that same exact
we
words.
We have the same anthem.
P-H-A-T.
But I'm not going to say, like,
that's,
oh my god,
is,
this girl fat shamed me. I'm like, she's a cunt. That's all there is to it. Like, I wasn't being fat shamed, or like if somebody's like, "Oh, I heard you fucked such and such." It's like,
yeah, you're the
okay.
one who claimed it to
but
be
I
fat.
Love, but
shaming,
I love fat
shaming
because that's why this country's fucking healthcare is going up.
But that's what I'm saying.
Roof.
But like, why
there
are we
more
applauding
fat
this? Why are we applauding this? Like, because nobody, like, people are built different ways. Like, some people have wider hips than others, and some people have this. But, what? Like, why are we applauding the idea of, like, oh, girl, you're beautiful the way you are? I'm like, no, you're not. You have fucking rolls.
Thanks.
You're disgusting. And, like, you're making everyone, like, you're making yourself sick. And by people applauding you and being like, oh, my God, rock on, beautiful. Plus size is cool.
No, you're
like,
killing
there's
us.
No
you're
need for plus
them.
Size anything.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry, but that's not, plus size should not exist. Like, if you can't fit into fucking clothes, like, that's your, because I'm sorry, but, like, size, like, what size do your pants go up to?
Size tarp. That's what
like,
it is.
Regular. 10.
Like, if you buy, like, a size, if you buy, like, a size jeans, like, I'm
teens.
Like, teens, okay, like, I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying, like, why would anyone need to be, nobody is built to naturally be 300 pounds, or, like, dudes, maybe, if they're built bigger, but, like, no woman is built,
even dudes,
but even
they're
dudes, like, they're all big,
they're not
sexy,
they're fat, they're
nobody
offensive linemen,
nobody is built to be that big, like,
they're
and I read an article the other day that
What's
was,
that?
Like,
they're not built to be 300 pounds, that's
not unless, unless you're Samoan,
right, but nobody's built to look like,
no
woman
right.
is built, like, the other day, I got this, some, whatever, right, this, another Facebook thing, because I'm so good at Facebook, I did
Alex
respond.
Is winning.
I did respond in a bitchy way, but I was like, don't you have like a plus size dress to be squeezing yourself into to somebody? Because I was actually curious. I was like, well, how are you finding the time to this? Like, are you typing? Are you surreying right now? Like, while you're trying to zip? I don't know. But She was like, the girl responded, she's like, actually, I'm a size large at Forever 21. I was like, oh, I would never advertise that.
No.
But, no, she's a size large at the fabric store. Let's no, just her say it.
Fucking large in some stuff. Who can, and but, this goes back, and this goes
but
back
Forever
to
21.
Like, probably in some stuff. Yeah. And you know
also,
what?
I would never advertise shopping at Forever 21.
Are we talking, are we talking saying, Forever 21 or Coldwater Creek?
That hurt my feelings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're, you invaded her safe
you're
space.
Age shaming.
I'm sorry.
Age shaming. Age shaming. Age shaming.
I'm sorry, everyone.
But also,
I'm getting my PR statement ready.
You're a complete twat for knowing what cold water is.
My mother.
Goddamn queer.
She loves Easy Spirit shoes.
Your mother's
too.
Totally named like Pam or Debbie
Audrey,
or something.
Actually. Audrey.
Oh,
Audrey.
I like
my
Audrey.
Sister's named Pam. My half-sister named, well, her name's Pamela, but she goes
generation.
By Pam.
It skips
yeah.
It skips
but her, name, her name's Audrey. She's a sweetheart. Love you, Mom, even though you may not love me. No, kidding. But
hey, may not listen to this podcast either.
No, but,
she, no yeah. She's probably one
no,
of
no, but you know
like,
what I'm saying
little,
with like the whole like.
But that's my point. I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care. I'm going to go in and I'm going to buy what looks good on me. And I realize like different styles, different cuts, different whatever. It sometimes it just it's I don't fucking care. I don't care. If I look nice, I look nice. And if it has an L or it has an M, you know,
but,
or
because
I,
you
know,
don't want
don't
the
care.
Opposite effect, like just trying to
I
fit in with like
no,
your
I,
size
sausage casing clothing.
Yeah,
no, and I
you
went
don't,
through that because I used
that,
to have
like
a super
top.
Eating disorder when I was in college. I did, and I remember when I graduated and I wasn't cheering for like it was like 6 months or so. I went to go buy new jeans, and I remember buying. Because I used to wear, like, I used to buy all my jeans zero. From Express. But I wear zero now, but I tried on the double zeros that I
humble
always
brag,
wear.
Ding.
No, it's not a humble brag. But I'm, like, a small person. But
yeah.
I remember
yeah.
trying to get these double zeros on and having, like, a fucking meltdown that they didn't fit anymore. And I almost had in my mind, I'm like, you can do this. You can do this. Like, just buy them and you'll... And then I got to a point where I'm like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Like, just buy what you're going to buy. But, like, then in the same sense, like, maybe it sounds insensitive that I call people fat. But I'm like, also, like, nobody... If you're built... A certain way, that's one thing, but nobody should applaud you for being unhealthy, is what I'm
right.
saying.
Right.
Like,
if
that's
you,
my
if you need a seatbelt extender on a plane, fucking kill yourself.
Yeah, you're not big and beautiful.
I'm about killing yourself. Maybe a push up.
But that's the thing, though. Like, you know how everyone was talking about, like, oh, this plus size swimsuit model.
And that was my next point.
But that's the thing. First of all, plus size models. Are not actually plus size. They're yeah. just like size, like.
And plus, she has.
Ten
she, plus, she's pretty.
Oh, she's
and has
I got the magazine.
Like
I got the magazine.
Oh,
she's
a comic that we all know who's a quote unquote plus size model. And
oh.
a large
I don't
reason,
know who that is.
No pun intended, a large reason that she's a plus size model.
Her tits.
Yeah. She has humongous tits.
But
she's not. I mean, she's tall, but like, but
real,
if you saw her walking down the
she's
street,
a
no,
you
wouldn't.
No.
But real
no,
plus size
well.
Models aren't actually like
and plus
big
she's
and
tall.
Tall shopper,
she's tall.
Midwest,
she's like
extra large, 64 ounce Coke fat.
Right.
They're yeah. just like built a certain way. I don't know who that is.
Really? Well, she stopped. Yeah, okay. Has she stopped modeling yet?
No.
But
I don't think I see pictures all the time of her still doing shit.
Well, I think that's from like other photo shoots and shit.
But that's the thing, like being a plus size model, you're not what actually the definition of like society plus sizes. Where if you look on these things of like, oh my god, I was fat shamed, it's like literally some gross slob.
But you know, look, I mean the thing
is
if you're having a tough time, you know, living life. And you're eating really unhealthy foods. I mean, people can tell you you're beautiful or whatever. The fact of the matter is that you are really, you're slowly killing yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a fact of the matter. And I think we all know now at this point that this is a major issue in our society. You go to other countries, you know, and it's not a thing because, you know, but look, there are a lot of contributing factors. You know, we eat a lot of processed foods. We're gluttons. And when I say gluttons, we're all gluttons. Because you can't go to a restaurant without getting way too much food served to you and things like that.
You guys want dessert? Did you save room?
So I just, but you know, I don't know that it's great to attach it to image. I think we really should attach it to health. And
I agree.
Like, you know,
yeah.
And unfortunately, like I you know, I know certain instances where people were told to lose weight because they genuinely... My mom, this just happened to her. She won't admit it. But I know that the doctor told her to lose weight. She was probably pre-diabetic, which she won't admit. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is like, you know, is she still a beautiful woman to me? Yes. Is she a good person? Does she deserve to be shit on? No. None of those things. Mm-hmm. But, your body really doesn't care about that stuff. No, it's still going to start shutting your organs down.
But also, too, I think even with the appearance thing,
after a certain point.
There's like this movement, too, especially with females and actresses. Like, it annoys me when, like, Amy Schumer is like, oh, I'm fat, pity me for this. I'm like, are you a little bit bigger maybe
she's
than
not,
the
have you
actress?
Seen her in person?
But she's not
she's
big.
Like, no.
But that's but, no, hold on. That Bud Light commercial, she's big.
She's not.
She looked like
not.
Seth Rogen without the glasses.
But you know what I'm saying? But also, though, here's the thing, though, is like, when you are something like that, and then people are applauding you for, like, go, girl, you look amazing. Like, there's some little girl that's, like, kind of on this edge of, like, oh, I could look healthier, I could look like this. That's like, no, I can just be however, and people are going to accept me for this.
And then
later, you're... But here's the thing, though. I've sat on casting. I mean, I am, like, 5'1" and 112 pounds. I have been told, like, hey, you should really drop, like, 15 pounds. That's how you look on camera.
But that's...
And it is what it is. Did I go cry and be like, oh, my God, I'm being fat shamed? It's like, okay, I can either, like, figure out how to lose 15 pounds... Or just deal with the fact that I look bigger if I go in certain lights, and that's all it is.
That's what
that's
I'm
not,
at. Like,
but
whenever,
you know what I'm saying? But like when girls like when girls turn it around and like, oh my God, they're so.
But
like,
it's always the always the two ends of the spectrum in this country.
I'm always happy to see like an overweight person at the gym because that means I have another.
He gives a fuck.
Well, exactly. That, yeah, and I have another Snapchat story. But I mean, but no, but also it's because like they made a choice. They're like I can dig myself out of this. That's why I like that.
Right.
But yeah, I do actually hate it whenever someone's like, oh, look at this fat ass at the gym. It's like, well, at least they're trying. You're the asshole for taking a picture of them, you know. But that's what I'm happy about. Is like,
I take pictures of the Indian
that's
people
really
at my gym.
Nurse are looking in the gym mirrors and talking.
Because
to
thank you very much. They were one guy was wearing a pop collar and fucking like cargo shorts and flip flops on the treadmill. Like,
okay, no, yeah, that is not gym as close. But then again, I go to Planet Fitness, so it's like anything.
Shame
goes.
On you.
Hey, listen,
I'm shaming your gym.
It is the you're homeless so shelter poor. Of gyms. It really is. And I did see an actual homeless man showering in there.
You like, know what? I had a membership to Planet Fitness for a little bit, and I canceled my fucking membership the day that they were like, "We have pizza."
Because it was too intense.
No,
bro.
Like, so pizza Mondays,
was,
whatever.
They had
yeah.
pizza on like Monday or Tuesdays, or and shit. I was like, "No, this is disgusting. Goodbye."
It
like,
is.
I was
it
like,
is.
"This is gross." I'm
I've
not
been there
be
for
the
their pizza days.
No,
and
I love
like,
pizza,
it's
but
shit,
like,
it's shit pizza too.
But also, it's like, who doesn't love pizza? But also, why would I want to be a part of a gym that's like, actually, don't lose weight. Don't. It's fine. Don't work harder.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be motivated by this.
But I feel like there are some bro comics out there that, like, schedule their weeks around it. That
without
like,
a question.
Right,
I mean,
gotta get there.
Oh, boy. We've had a fucking gaggle of nonsense here today. We've broken some, a lot.
This was fun.
A lot of hypocrisy.
The PC police are at the door.
What's
there
that?
I said the PC police are at the door.
We actually made, we've received exactly one piece of mail from our podcast. So I think
have
we might. That I show you. That. So this is funny. This guy hits us up and he goes, "Wow, your podcast is so much better than mine. Although I'm higher than you on like the fucking charts."
What podcast was it?
I didn't even look. I just
Brunch Buddies.
It was like something like
I did that podcast.
No,
oh, Brad Saul.
I'm not going to.
Like better than all of it.
I'm not going to.
He's like, yours
that,
is better than
ours, but
we're higher.
No, I did it with me.
Honest.
It was me and Jason, too. I'm like, thanks for selling me as a pack. I got whatever. Yeah. I don't care. I'm
so let's go around the room here. Hey, Mercer Morrison, where can we find you?
I think I'm doing a couple of shows next week, but you can. I'm going to be putting it on, like, Twitter handles, Instagram, all that bullshit. But
where can you find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Mercer Morrison. Maybe you'll put it on the, you know, how to spell my name, but it's all one word.
Yep.
At Mercer Morrison on both Twitter and Instagram. I'll put up the shows, but two shows coming up next week. I'm just not sure of the dates, so.
Am I on the one in March, right, with you?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
cool.
On March 30th, actually. But it's not at, well, we'll discuss it later. It's not at the venue that I said it was going to be at, but it's at another one.
There you go. Two birds, one stone. Alex Engelbert, where can we find you? Especially at a national organization women's meeting.
Yeah, Take Back the Night rally. Any of the all-female mics. Just anywhere where like feminists are, I'll be there.
UCB every night. Got
working
it.
In the shadows.
All of Chelsea Taylor's shows. No, actually, I'm at Greenwich a bunch. I post everything on Twitter, but it's at Alex_ENGELBERT. I'm at Greenwich a bunch next month, and then Caroline's on the 21st. And then I'm on the road for a little bit.
Where are you going on the road?
Going back to Indiana.
Oh, humble brag. Damn!
Little Midwestern tour. Indiana, Chicago, and Ohio. So
cool, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Monica Vita, where can we find you besides sticking your tits in guys' faces with a Bronco t-shirt or not?
Yeah.
Call back!
Crying into my Taco Bell.
Yummy.
Not even Chipotle?
Fuck Chipotle. I'm a
motherfucker. Oh, Chipotle. Now now's the perfect time to eat Chipotle. No. Because you know they're not going to, they're like really you being you careful.
Clean out your system.
They're
too.
Really, hey, listen.
Hey, listen, you know, sex on the menu, you clean out the little Moe's and
that's
you're good to go.
That's a great
Where would you
way.
Find you, Mocha Vida on Twitter? I know that.
Yep. Mocha, M-O-K-A-V-I-D-A on Twitter. Well, I'm all around, but what I want to tell you about is March 7th, I'm back at Caroline's.
Oh, yes.
And then, just FYI for any folks in Texas, the menopause tour will be in Arlington at the Improv.
You're going back.
On April 21st.
Okay.
Silence.
Sorry. I'm getting sexy here.
Edit.
Jesus Christ, man.
I think we're all trying to think of the joke for the title of the show.
I didn't make it.
Okay. Who gives a shit? I'm at the Grozy Pear again. Who cares?
I'm so fucking sick of that place.
I mean, who isn't there?
Make it out.
Inkwell next Friday, Saturday, Williamsburg, Camille Theobald show.
I will be at the Grizzly Pear March 9th for...
You had your turn, Mercer Morrison, all right?
I'll be locked out at the Grizzly Pear every night. No,
at the 10 p.m. show,
right
Reese's Pieces show.
Talia Reese, yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
I'm doing Broadway on March 1st and then comic strip that night later on. But more importantly, fuck all those dates. Really, let's get to the heart of the matter. ComicsWatchingComics.com, fuckers, all right? The new trailer will be coming out this weekend.
Awesome.
Monica Vito's on Comics Watching Comics at Comics Watching. We'll be coming out soon with full episode number one.
So,
ComicsWatchingComics.com. That will be my ticket out of mediocrity, kids, hopefully.
Yeah.
So, I would love to thank Mercer Morrison and Alex Engelbert for joining us today.
Thank y'all.
And offering her babysitting services. And, of course, my lovely assistant, Monica Vita.
Your assistant.
My assistant. She's dressed like she's ready to fucking saw a tree down in the Oregonian forest. But I love her nonetheless. At Kevin Goatee, G-O-O-T-E-E on Twitter. And we'll see you next month. Aloha.
Bye.